You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Henshaw and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Seven nominations. Seven categories. We're nominated for seven awards for the 2021 Red Carpet Award Show in Holland. Holland! Ah, that's wonderful! I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and you're enjoying a conversation with Dawn Karima. And this show is nominated for the Best Radio TV Program in the Red Carpet Awards Show in Holland 2021. Amazing! Oh, thank you, Lord, and thank you to our sponsors, to this great network, to all our guests and friends and all of our listeners and those of who interact with us on social media and share this show. Thank you so much. Wow. We're celebrating today, that's for sure, because we are nominated for seven awards in the 2021 Red Carpet Award Show in Holland. And we are nominated for Best Radio TV Program for a conversation with Dawn Karima. And I am nominated for Best Radio TV or Internet Host. What an honor. Oh, my. I love it. I just love it. And this show has been so blessed, and I thank God for that, because we have won the Indigenous Artist Activist Award for this show. We have been nominated for an Indigenous Music Award a few years ago for this show. And so every time someone loves it, likes it, blesses it, we are so grateful. I'm just amazed and rejoicing and thankful for this great honor for us. We love our international audience, and we thank you for tuning in and for making us a success where you are. We are also nominated for the Best Music Video, Panther Psalm, and that is a track that is from my project, The Stars of Heaven, which was nominated for an Indigenous Music Award also, and is the winner of a Global Music Award. And so what a blessing of the Lord that is, especially since I got to perform on that with some truly amazing, amazing people. My cousin, Bri Goodrunner, my uncle, Jay Red Eagle, Native Superman, and myself, we all collaborated on Panther Psalm, and we're thankful. I'm nominated for Best Gospel or Christian Cover Song, also, for God on the Mountain, which was sung and recorded live at my church on the Quala Boundary Reservation in the Great Smoky Mountains on the Cherokee Reservation, which is my home. So that is certainly a great praise to God and thanksgiving for everything that he has done for me and for my family and for us all. And it's a great honor. I have the privilege of being the winner of a Native American Music Award for Best Gospel. And I was nominated a few years ago for an Indigenous Music Award for Best Gospel, and I am very thankful for that. And so it's wonderful to be nominated again in the Best Gospel Christian Cover Song. I am also nominated for Best Folk Original for my song, The Desire of Nations, which I wrote because I believe there's great power in the words we speak, the words we say, the words we sing, the words we write. And so literally, I prayed about how I wanted my life to be and the blessings I wanted God to give me in my life. And I wrote a song about it. And I want to thank Rick Lude for his help with the music. And I wrote A Desire of Nations, and it appears on The Stars of Heaven. And it also was a finalist in the World Songwriting Awards. So this is another chance to see my songwriting honored. And I'm so very grateful, very, very thankful. And it just goes on, and we're so blessed and humbled and happy and honored because the best Americana cover, and we're nominated for Family Bible, another song I had the chance to sing in church. And people always say, oh, you came out of church. No, I never left. Oh, yeah, I'm a church girl for life. And my singing began probably in the womb and in my childhood. And singing in front of people began in church when I was very, very small and has continued. So it's great to sing Family Bible. And I was very blessed to sing it to my church family and really amazed that it is nominated for Best Americana Cover and Best Native American Style Overall, Dr. Dawn Karima. And I am so thankful to be an enrolled member of a recognized tribe, and I'm grateful for my indigenous heritage and all my heritages as a multiracial tribal person. And so it's a blessing to be nominated for Best Native American Style for The Stars of Heaven and for The Desire of Nations, which both won Global Music Awards. The Desire of Nations also won Native American Music Award, and the Stars of Heaven was nominated for an Indigenous Music Award. I've been nominated for the Josie Music Awards, also nominated for the International Singer-Songwriter Association Awards over the years, and I'm just grateful, really grateful. I'm thankful every time God gives me a chance to open my mouth and sing or to write a song that will glorify God and uplift people, because I think that music is a language all its own. And it's a way that we spread love into the world. And I sure am thankful for that. So we're celebrating today. We are excited and grateful. Oh, thankful, you know, that we are nominated in 7 categories for the 2021 Red Carpet Award Show in Holland. You're already experiencing 2 of those categories, right? The best TV or radio, I'm sorry, the best radio or TV program, A Conversation with Dawn Karima, and Best Radio TV Internet Host, Dr. Dawn Karima. But I thought you might like to experience the songs that are nominated as well. We thank everyone involved with the 2021 Red Carpet Awards Show in Holland. Thank you so much for recognizing everything we're trying to do. And we thank our fans, our friends, our sponsors, this great network, my collaborators, musically and otherwise, and of course, my beautiful, wonderful family, without whom none of this would be possible. And I want to say a special thank you to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who in whom I live and move and have my being. And I'm so grateful and thankful. So let's enjoy the music. Let's celebrate these nominations. And let's have fun.
Edimahi. Yahegeda, Jayajidos. The Desire of Nations.
What matters most is the way. Measure of fire when Creator smiles. First and last, how we are made. What matters most is the cry of the heart, the coming of children, the baking of bread. Day in, day out, how our lives are made. you hear me singing. Desire of nations sounds like a power drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomped and shared. Desire of nations sounds like rain in the trees. Desire. Matters at last is the joining of our hearts. Glimpses of Eden that make us miss heaven, and how we finally come home again. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like power drum. First and last, how we are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a power drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomped and shared. Desire of nations sounds like rain in the trees. Desire of nations sounds like you laughing with me.
Mado, everybody. Mado.
It starts in the ocean, and when I starts my day, looks slick, shout, after I shave, thank the Lord for all that God gave. Brush my teeth with the water, always see me with Fiji bottles of water. In the summer, it's hotter, take her swimming, you gotta make these opposites back up like lobsters. Indigenous warriors, we warrior up for water. Catch California slipping? Never. Let's say imposters, you already know. Cali mountaintops with snow, the Sierras in the Rockies. Snowboarding in the winter, surfing in the summer, feeling so cocky. I'm riding. We'll hit you with the super soaker. Life's got ups and downs like a roller coaster. We trying to save our salmon, bringing back the beavers, cleaning up our streams, living million-dollar dreams, pure fine rivers. When we pull up, they taking our pictures, cause Mac Niff got lyrics like scriptures, like scriptures. So refreshing. It's so hot outside, I'm all shredded. I love spring water.
wine straight pouring out the rocks. I drink up, always cheers it. Every shot, see me dipping. I stay active. I'm all talk and I'm all action. The mothers you listen to are just pulling your chain. They ball slapping. Mac nips so smooth, I get them all laughing and I stay smashing. Sipping on water from Mount Shasta. Under a full moon, howling with Bigfoot, making medicine to heal wounds. Signing petitions to bring back the wolves in ancient meadows. Rivers with beavers, we natives, we dancing around the fire over the chiefs.
Come dance with me. You're walking on water.
happy about 7 nominations for the Red Carpet Awards show in Holland. Thank you to everyone in Europe. Thank you to everyone in Holland that enjoys us. And thank you to all our national and international listeners. We love you. We love you. We love you. When we come back from break, I have a treat for you. I was interviewed on Native Music Online a while back when I was nominated for the Indigenous Music Award, and I got a chance to talk about some of the creative process and the meaning of my music and all of that. And so we're going to enjoy that. We're going to flash back to that as we celebrate where we are now. So don't go away. I'll be right back.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on their knees, they pray all, they pray all, and never look back once the war forgave you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure.
Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council in this station.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
The SCORE Association, Service Corps of Retired Executive, was formed in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to the entrepreneurial education and the formation, growth, and success of small businesses nationwide. More than 10,500 volunteer members provide individual counseling, mentoring, and business workshops for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. The association is headquartered in Washington, D.C., with 389 chapters throughout the United States and its territories. For more national information, contact SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. Again, that's SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. This has been a public service announcement from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Let it believe it, get on and knees it, pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgave you.
We have so much to be thankful for. Oh, we're thankful for our nominations for the Red Carpet Awards show in Holland 2021. We are delighted, absolutely delighted, that this show is nominated for Best Radio and TV Program, that I am nominated for Best Radio, TV, Internet Host, and that we are nominated for Best Music Video, Panther Psalm, Best Folk Original for The Desire of Nations. And these tracks are available on The Stars of Heaven, which you can find on Amazon, iTunes, wherever they sell music, really. And we are nominated for the Best Gospel Christian Cover Song, God on the Mountain, and Best Americana Cover, Family Bible. Those are so precious because they were recorded live as part of my church service. And Best Native American Style. We're so honored by that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the 2021 Red Carpet Awards Show in Holland. And as we reflect on where we are now, we're going to take a minute and flash back to the creative process, to how we started, and an interview on Native Music Online that I did when I was nominated for Indigenous Music Awards. So, you can't vote anymore. That's all said and done, and I'm so happy for those nominations and for the Native American Music Award and for the Indigenous Artist Activist Award that I received. But let's just take a minute and enjoy the road to the Red Carpet Awards show in Holland.
Hi, my name's Jeremy with Native Music Online. Thanks for tuning in today. I did make a rookie mistake. I just had a great interview with the Dr. Dawn Karima from North Carolina talking about her Indigenous music nominations. Please go vote for her. However, my mistake was I didn't record this. So you'll get to see Dawn Karima on the full screen today. However, she commands your presence. It won't be any issues. I'll just take a picture of this and put it somewhere in the corner over here, so at least you know it is me talking with Don. So, Don, again, thanks so much for coming on today with us, and we appreciate it. Much love, and go support Don Karima, theindigenousmusicawards.com. This is Jeremy with Native Music Online. Thanks for being back with us today with special guest Don Karima. Don, thank you so much for coming on today with us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. Welcome to the mountains of North Carolina, beautiful Cherokee, North Carolina, the Kuala Boundary Reservation. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Oh, man, we appreciate you joining us. I know you guys had some bad weather and it kind of delayed our video chat a little bit, but thanks so much for persevering and coming on to be with us today.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm just delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
So, sounds like you've got a lot of good things going on right now. I've seen that you're nominated for an Indigenous Music Award, not only for your music, but also for your program. Looks like you've got some new programs kind of in the horizon. Let's talk about first. I know the Indigenous Music Award is a huge thing right now, pushing for votes. It's more of an audience participation type vote where they call on the just everyone to go and vote for your favorite artist. Tell us a little bit about that and kind of where they can go to vote for you.
Sure. I am so excited and so blessed to be nominated for 2 Indigenous Music Awards. That is just beyond beautiful, and I'm so happy about it. And I want to say thank you so much to the Indigenous Music Awards for the nominations, and also congratulations to all the other nominees. And I'm actually nominated for Best Gospel for my CD, The Stars of Heaven, and I'm also nominated for the best radio program, Indigenous, focusing on Indigenous music and Indigenous topics. And you can vote for me for both of those. And please go vote and ask everyone you know to help me out. Because I just think this is so awesome. It's such a blessing. And I'm so grateful and thankful. And you can go to IndigenousMusicAwards.com. You click on Vote Now. And you have to register. It takes 2 seconds, really. I mean, you know, we all have our phone next to our face all the time anyway. We're all connected and online. It's easy. And then you can vote for me for Best Gospel CD. That's Dawn Karima for The Stars of Heaven. And A Conversation with Dawn Karima for Best Radio Program. So please vote at www.IndigenousMusicAwards.com. Or you can go to www.AboriginalPeople'sChoice.com. That's www.IndigenousMusicAwards.com.
That's so awesome. And I can't help but get over the scene there. I'm getting distracted by the trees, the color. Now, you're in North Carolina. Are you on the reservation right now?
Oh, yes. This is the Kuala Boundary Reservation. This is home. Cherokee, North Carolina, in the Great Smoky Mountains. And this, I think, is the prettiest place on earth.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful. I think we share a passion in barbecue, kind of being friends with you on Facebook. You know, I'm drawn to your Facebook post, not only on the search for maybe a companion, but also the barbecue. I love barbecue and eat, like, I'm in Oklahoma, so our barbecue is a little bit different than Eastern barbecue, and you just seem to be like a barbecue gal. is it like something that was ingrained in your family? Tell me a little bit about your love for barbecue.
How funny is that? It's so funny because everywhere I go, I do a lot of motivational speaking. I won a Native American Music Award in 2013 for Best Gospel for this CD, The Desire of Nations. Make it 3D. And so I'm so grateful about that. And I also would be remiss if I didn't thank the folks at the Indigenous Artists Activist Award, because I'm one of their honorees this year for Indigenous journalism. So I want to thank everybody at Indigenous Artists Activist Awards for this beautiful award for the work that I do. But, you know, it's so funny, too, because I go places. I travel a lot. I travel to sing. I travel to do motivational speaking. And if you want me to do that, you can find me on Twitter at Dawn Karima, Instagram at Dawn Karima. Tell me that you want to hire me to come speak to your group, motivate y'all. And I think it's amazing because everywhere I go, people really do relate to me, like from the posts on Facebook. And I have a Facebook page that I would love it if y'all would like. It's called Honey in the Opry. Honey in the Opry, O-P-R-Y, just like the Grand Old Opry. And Honey in the Opry, and that's on Facebook. So, You know, and I do talk about what happens just in daily life, and it's amazing how people so warmly respond to that, and they speak back to it, and they ask for more of it, and they ask, you know, they're interested in what's going on in my life, which is really kind of an honor. I'm really humbled and honored and happy that so many people would care so much about me. But barbecue, my daddy and granddaddy had barbecue restaurants when I was coming up. And so barbecue, we take our barbecue very seriously. We know our barbecue and we're good at it. So we're kind of a barbecue family. And barbecue is really our go-to move. Well, crab legs and lobster tails, too. We're pretty good at those. Yeah, because somebody pointed it out that we are always, you know, having these crab boils and all this. And I thought, oh, we are, aren't it? So then I said, you know, should we do something else? And everyone's like, yeah, no.
Why break something that works, right?
You know, my daddy always says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it is. It's delightful. And it's, but I guess barbecue does show up a lot. It's very important to us. But I think it's more that one of the great things is that we're real family oriented. And it's just a way to get together. It's a way to get all our friends and family in the same place at the same time. And we're one of those families that we celebrate everything. And right now we have big things to celebrate: the Indigenous Music Awards and the Indigenous Artist Activist Awards and some wonderful things that are happening in my life. But even if we didn't have much to celebrate, we'd find something. We'd be like, hey, there's a squirrel over there. Let's have a barbecue. Yay! You know, so we're very happy to have a barbecue.
And, you know, us Indian folk, we, you know, that's part of our culture. You know, we're used to being around our family, used to being around same, you know, just our tribe and our people. And when you can do that, you really build the strength of your community. You really build kind of your foundation of life and, you know, where you came from. So I'm glad to see that, because it seems like you're just so easy to relate to that it draws people in. And it's great to have someone that's in the spotlight like you are, that allows that. To let people see who you are, and just to get a day in the life of Don Karima. But it also lets people feel that, hey, I have a connection to someone that's out there that's doing these great things, and it might change a life. It might give people hope. It might give people goals. And especially with your motivational speaking, it allows you to share part of that with them as well, for maybe people that don't have access, you know, like to the Facebook, to the internet. And it just kind of gives a little bit more close to home for them.
What beautiful things to say. Thank you for speaking so sweetly about me. I have to say that the real motivation behind that is just, I believe you love God and you love others. And that's really all I'm called to do. And I get to do it in all these wonderful ways, but I get to do it in daily life too. You know, we have a very large family. We have a big extended family. And then we have all these people who consider themselves family. Maybe they served with somebody in our family, in our wonderful military, or they're in church with us, or they know me from speaking, or some, you know, I taught vacation Bible school, or did something to where they feel like they're part of this family. And when people say that to me, that is just so humbling. First of all, that people would want to connect with me in that way and care about what I do. And I think one of the things that really started to show that to me is that all these folks send me presents. I make all these little videos of, you know, I don't get the mail. It comes to a security service, but then they deliver it to me for safety's sake. You know?
Yeah.
And there are people who make things for me, you know, and I'm really touched by that, you know. You know, a lady I didn't even know found out that I had been a jingle dress dancer all my life, and then my grandma passed, I started dancing women's traditional. But I kept dreaming about going back to jingle dress, and so I prayed about that, and I said, well, Creator, if that's you, then you'll have to send me a dress. And a lady contacted me on Facebook, and she said, you know, I've been thinking about you, and you don't know me, and I just think you have a beautiful spirit, and I love the work that you do, and I have a jingle dress. If you would like to have it, I'd be honored to send it to you. And she did. And that, I mean, you know, who does that? Except love, give love, gather love. And there's two other ladies who are making jingle dresses for me just because they feel like they want me to have one. Like one said, I just want to be a part of your journey. Just when you go out and other people are healed by your life, I want to be able to say that I helped that. And I see the people who take time, and they know I love and collect things with hearts on them, and I love and collect Hello Kitty. And they spend their time putting beads on something one at a time just so I can have a Hello Kitty barrette or some earrings that are gorgeous or just something that they think I will like. And I don't know them, and I've never met them in person, and they didn't have to do it, but they did. And I think about all the people who pray for me. They're people who, you know, that's all, they just want to help me in some way. They want to help me help others. They want to be a blessing to me. And who can stand up against that kind of love, you know?
That's true.
Because I believe that's all we're ever put here to do is love God, love others, give love, gather love. That's my to-do list every day. And sometimes it works really well, and sometimes it works really, really well.
Yeah. And, you know, the good thing, you know, we're taught that if we walk that road, you know, the Creator's going to provide for us, and the Creator's going to provide people that come into our life that will help us along the way, show us what roads to take, what turns to take, and also just help that journey as we travel it. And I think you're a perfect example of that, showing that you treat people how you expect to be treated, for one, but you still treat them that way. At least I have a feeling that you still treat people the same way, regardless of how they treat you, with love and respect. And it shows, you know, just from who you are and as a person that's getting into the business of doing these videos and interviews. I appreciate the time that you've taken with me today just to talk with me about life and about the music and the journalism side. Just thank you.
You know, thank you, because all glory really goes to God. I just show up and do the best I can with what He gives me to do with, you know. And if someone likes it and they enjoy it and they're blessed by it, I'm just so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to do what I do, and I'm so happy that Critter lets me do what I do, and that people like it when I do it. I mean, I'm just having the best time. You know, I just am having the best time with the things I get to do. And so thank you for liking it. Thank you for appreciating it. And just thank you for including me in what you're doing. I'm very, very honored by that.
Sure. I've got two last questions for you, and mainly for the people that maybe never heard of Don Karima before. Let's talk about, one, your music, your latest CD, the one that's nominated for the Indigenous Music Award. Tell us a little bit about your music, and for someone who hasn't heard it, tell us a little bit about the genre and kind of what they can expect.
Okay, well, first of all, I would like to say that The Stars of Heaven is nominated for Best Gospel CD, and you can vote for it at www.indigenousmusicawards.com or aboriginalpeopleschoice.com, but indigenousmusicawards.com is the best place to go. And just click on Vote Now and register, and you can vote for it. This CD, to me, is such a blessing. They all are, but this is such a blessing because everybody on it, all the proceeds go to charity of all my music. They go to charity to help me do the things I do to help others. I love our troops and veterans. I love our Native people and culture and other cultures too. And so I do wonderful things, and they're funded by the fact that y'all buy this music. And you can find it on iTunes, Amazon, writtenheritage.com, cdbaby.com, and pretty much every place where people sell streaming music. And the thing about it is that Night Shield is on here. Native Superman is on here. White Elk is on here. B of Dakota South. St. Mike is on here. Mr. Futuristic. Pen Smoke. Oh, my goodness. My cousin Pen Smoke, my other cousin Endon, they're on here because we're just that type of family. You know, if you have any talent at all, we're going to put you to work. Cloudwalker's on here. Mr. Massive is on here. Lito's on here. White Bread's on here. This is amazing. I got all these people to be on this CD.
Yeah.
That's just Jesus right there. Marie Gates is on here. Coffee Break. It's Jay Red Eagle is on here. C Nice One is on here. This is amazing. And all of them donated their time and talent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, not one person said, you know, I have a giant ego, I have to be paid a bunch of money. When I said, this is how I'm going to fund these projects that I do, literacy workshops for children, giveaways for our troops and veterans and military families, I'm just going to love people. Will you help me? And everybody, yes, some of them are on two or three tracks. Some of them came back for more. And a lot of it, you know, on my first CD, which won the Nanny, The Desire of Nations, Nightshield's on here, Mr. Futuristic, Pen Smoke, Gets Crazy Boy, End On, Saint Mike, Chewy Kisses, Reclude, Cloudwalker, me. We're all on here because we want to help people. That's all. And so when people say, what is the genre of my music? My answer is love. It is. It's love. This is a project that we all love each other. We love creator. We love music. We put that together. Then we raise money for charity because I can tell people that I love them all day. I love you. But if you're hungry, if you're tired, if you're poor, if you don't have any shoes on your feet or a coat for the wintertime, or you can't read or any of the other projects that we do that are near and dear to our hearts, I love you is just words. And so if you want to know the genre of this music, technically, it's probably dance. It's probably pop. It's probably hip-hop. Might even fit in gospel, right? Because it's nominated for an Indigenous Music Award for Best Gospel. But really, it's just about love.
And I do have something to add to that. I would call it more love with fire. Because, you know, some of the... Because some of the artists that you have on there, man, are just straight bringing it. You know, I know, like End On and Pen Smoke and Nightshield, man, they bring it. And it's just straight fire. So love with fire.
Yes. I mean, DJ T-Rock, I mean, he remixed for us and he's on here. I mean, these people, they brought the A-game. Yeah. And they always do, but they brought it for me and I'm forever grateful. I want to thank every artist that helped me with this, every person that buys this music, every person who promotes it and helps me with it, every person, you know, all of our literacy workshops, our clothing giveaways, the ministry work that we do, it's volunteers who come alongside and help me do it. And, you know, you don't have to do that. You could sit on your sofa and eat a cheese sandwich. But instead, people are giving of their time and their hearts and their love and their energy. And so, what genre is it? Love with funk.
And so last question then, Mark. How can people hear the radio show?
Oh, yes. Oh, the radio show. That's such a wonderful blessing. We're nominated for Best Radio Program for the Indigenous Music Awards, and I would love it if you would go and vote for us. You can just Google Indigenous Music Awards, and it'll come up, and click Vote Now, register for 2 seconds, and then vote for me for Best Radio Program and for Best Gospel CD. I love my show. I think I love everything I get to do, but I love my show because we have a chance to spotlight positive people in Native America. I know all about the negative things. You know, I'm sitting here on the reservation right now. I know everything. I'm not in denial. But I believe what my grandmother told me. She said, there are more good people in the world than bad. But the bad ones get more publicity. Well, not on my show. My show is about spotlighting positive people who are Indigenous, tribal, Native American, Aboriginal, but who are doing something wonderful with their gifts and talents and in their communities and for other people and care about other people. We have guests on like Gary Farmer, Keith Sekola has been with us, Pen Smoke, Nightshield, they've been with us. We've had some wonderful people who are changing their part of the world. I mean, they are really doing everything they can to be a blessing to everyone around them. And I love that. I do. So you can find a conversation with Dawn Karima on TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's TalkTainmentRadio.com. Or you can just do like I do every time I want to hear it because we're on terrestrial radio stations, lots of those. We're on internet radio. And we have podcasts that you can listen to 24/7 or download them and make everybody listen to them because the folks who are doing these great things share with us from their hearts. And it is beautiful, just beautiful. So just do like I do and Google A Conversation with Dawn Karima. That's K-A-R-I-M as in Mary, A. So it's Dawn Karima. and you will love this show. You will. I love it. And I have so much fun. You know me, fun is guaranteed. And we laugh, we have fun. And it really is what I call barbecue journalism. I don't have hardcore interviews and things like that, even though my background, I do, you know, I have worked in mainstream news before. But it's a conversation, just like if we sat here and had some barbecue and some lemonade and some sweet tea and some cherry cobbler or peach cobbler, and we talked about our lives, what's important to you, what are you doing, what do you care about, and these folks bring their hearts to the show, and every episode, I'm surprised. I think I know, and then I am surprised by the wonderful encouragement and blessing that comes out in every episode. So a conversation with Don Carino right after you finish voting for it for Best Radio Program for Indigenous Music Awards, and it is being awarded for Indigenous Artist Activist Award this year. You can listen to it, a conversation with Don Carino on TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you'll be blessed by how many positive people are in the spotlight in Native America right now.
Awesome, Don. I appreciate your time so much today. Again, taking time from your beautiful scenery there and your day. I know you guys got a huge powwow going on today as well, or this weekend. And so I just appreciate you, what you're doing in our community. And thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, well, thank you. I loved every minute of it. I loved it. And I'm never too busy to love people. And so I thank you for giving me that opportunity to do that with you here today. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Don. Again, you can catch Don Carino. Go vote for her at the IndigenousMusicAwards.com, Best Gospel CD, and also Best Radio Station, or Best Radio Station. Maybe I'm talking something for you here, Don. Best Radio Program. Go vote for her. She's awesome. And again, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to anyone who's ever done anything nice for me, ever, at any time. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and I want you to know I'm grateful. I'm grateful to everyone who supports this show and makes it possible. I'm so thankful to everyone who supports the music, collaborates with me, enjoys the music, shares on social media, listens to this show, is a friend to us, prays for us, is kind to us. I want you to know I appreciate you, and I pray you'll always be blessed for being so kind to me. I want to shout out our engineer here at TalkTainmentRadio.com. Mr. Ed is always so patient and kind and helpful, and I'm so thankful for this network and for this program, and for this opportunity. We'll see you next time.
Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray her. They pray her. Ain't never look back once the world forgave you. Come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray her. They pray her. Ain't never look back once the world forgave
you. You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.